happening locally. The news.
And it is time for us to take our Friday morning look, our last look for this week. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The National Assembly began on Thursday a public hearing. This is on Project 844. This repeals laws 122 of 2019 and 314 of 2022, which grant tourist incentives. Well, during the first meeting, representatives of groups linked to tourism investment and promoters participated, who defended the regulations that offer fiscal incentives. The people who criticise the law do not know the genesis of this rule, said Octavio Vallarino from the Bahia Development Group. He said that investors from Mexico are planning to arrive in the country, attracted by tourist sites under development, such as Contadora. Most of those who attended the meeting defended laws 122 and 314, saying that repealing them would scare away investors and affect legal certainty. Well, meanwhile, several deputies from the Democratic Revolutionary Party expressed their objections to the project, such as Gonzalo Gonzalez. According to the deputy, establishing that the repeal will have retroactive effects would go against what the Constitution and the Civil Code say. Deputy Ariel Alba commented that he could not now vote against some laws that he supported and endorsed as good at the time. I can't understand, he said. And Crispiano Adames, president of the Assembly, chaired the meeting. He asked government representatives to present numbers of how much it means to grant tax incentives. He also asked the promoters and investors to present the figures to know if the current regulations are viable. They have to uphold the standard with data, he said. The Assembly plans to hold another public hearing at a later date with the sectors that defend the bill that repeals tax incentives for tourism. These regulations have been in the eye of the storm because they grant millionaire tax credits to investors in projects developed by a group of businessmen close to power. The Archbishop of Panama, José Domingo Ulloa, reiterated on Thursday that the executive body is the one who can summon other sectors of the country to the single dialogue table, which takes place in Penonomé in Coclé. Ulloa's reaction comes after several business and producers, together with civil society groups, continue to express their interest in participating at the table and have not received a positive response. The dialogue table for Panama began to meet on the 21st of July with the facilitation of the Catholic Church to address eight issues, among them basic food basket, fuel, energy, medicine, education, and the situation of the Social Security Fund, together with corruption. Ulloa affirmed that it is not the Church that convenes the table. Who does it is the national government, and that the Church only plays the role of facilitator. The great dialogue called by the government, where we provide the service of facilitating the meeting, has a first phase, which was with respect to the social movements. After this dialogue with the social movements and the government, we'll move on to the second phase of the dialogue, and then the government knows who it is going to invite, said Ulloa, who announced that the church is willing to continue mediating in a second stage. He stated that they hope that this first phase of talks will conclude soon to enter the second phase in which permanent results can be found for the common good of Panamanians. The National Union of Pharmacy Owners expressed its resounding rejection of the promulgation of Executive Decree No. 17 of August the 10th, which orders a 30% reduction in the price of 170 medicines. According to this guild, which brings together about 450 pharmacies in the country, said the decree will not end the shortage of medicines from the Social Security Fund and the Ministry of Health, nor the high price of medicines. However, it will lead to bankruptcy for small pharmacies throughout the national territory, thereby leading to more unemployment and consequently the shortage of small private pharmacies, benefiting only the large national and international pharmacy chains. In a statement, UNPROFA, that's the body, also expressed that it was not notified or consulted or included in the technical table for medicines for the discussion of this issue, where the decisions made affect us directly. The union stressed that pharmacies are subject to carrying on their shoulders the discount subsidy for retirees, foreign residents, special pensions, and people with disabilities, and that the deputies have raised it from 10 to 20%, in addition to eliminating the prescription requirement, so the subsidy we grant reaches many citizens who purchase their medications through retirees. If we buy a medicine at $1 and sell it at $1.40 under the current decree, a retired person will be sold it at 79 cents. Having paid a dollar for it, that is, directly losing 21%, plus the operating expenses at having a structure to sell medicines in a pharmacy at each sale. Now, this is absurd and unsustainable. A third complaint for the alleged crime of tax fraud was presented by the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, on Thursday. Marcuel Donado, head of the Tax Evasion and Fraud Section of the DGI, explained that the criminal complaint is filed against a company that would have incurred in a tax fraud the amount of which exceeds $300,000. The official indicated that when this figure is exceeded, the category of crime is attributed to it in accordance with the provisions of the Tax Procedure Code. Donado alleged that after investigations and previous procedures of the Tax Evasion and Fraud Section, it was confirmed that there was fraud for more than $300,000 by the accused. We hope that the crime of tax fraud to the detriment to the Panamanian state will be investigated and an exemplary sanction will be applied against the legal person denounced. The Authority for Consumer Protection and Defence of Competition, ACODECO, revealed on Thursday that only two of 56 national milled rice brands meet quality parameters. The Association of Merchants and Distributors of Food and Similar Products of Panama, ACOVIPA, stated that there will soon be a shortage. Well, according to ACOVIPA, the delay in the harvest and the late entry of the quota of 600,000 quintals of paddy rice are the causes of not having sufficient availability of first-class rice for the month of August. The union recalled that while the harvest begins and is allowed to give the grain the necessary time to be able to pack it and deliver, there will be no first-class rice in the country's stores. According to ACODECO, 32 special type brands and 22 first-class brands failed to comply with grain quality analyses. The only two brands met the standard of premium rice, the report emphasized. According to the technical regulation, the current standard in the country of special rice must contain at least 94.5% whole grains, 5% broken grains, and 0.5% small rice, while the first-class rice should have 70% whole grains, 25% broken grains, and 5% small rice. In addition, the second class should have 55% whole grains, 30% broken grains, and 15% small rice. The ACODECO explained that the amount of red and yellow grains and the presence of gypsum, objectionable seeds, and grains damaged by fungi, heat, insects, rodents, humidity, or any element that alters the normal appearance are verified. Likewise, it was checked that the length of the grain announced by the supplier on the labelling was the one indicated. The packages of milled rice must be printed clearly, among other data, the expiry date, the weight, the type of quality and the quantity of whole and broken grains, which must contain the entity recalled. Now, meanwhile, the ACOVIPA statement reiterated that supermarket stores, grocery stores and distributors have no control over the production of national and imported rice, nor are the aforementioned businesses involved in the transformation of the mills, inventories and imports that currently harm the supply of the product. The union insisted that they are not fulfilling the orders that were made to the different suppliers of the grain. The movement of passengers through the Tocumen International Airport continues to reflect an increase in recent months, and the projection is that the year will close with at least 13 million travellers mobilised. According to data from Tocumen SA, between January and July of this year, 8,769,966 passengers were mobilised. Of that amount, 1,465,761 were registered in the past month of July. Now, this represented 562,355 more travellers compared to the same month of 2021. Likewise, it is highlighted that July of 2022 reported an increase of 157,840 passengers in relation to the previous month. Now, according to the administration of the air terminal, This points to a recovery of the international and local air transport industry. In addition, the possible closure of the year 2022 is expected, with more than 13 million passengers passing through Tocumen, very close to the passenger record of 2019. In 2019, before the arrival of the COVID-19 pandemic, 16,582,601 passengers were mobilised through the Tocumen Airport. The manager of Tocumen SA, Rafal Arab, highlighted that the first half of 2022 began affected by a new wave of COVID-19. We achieved the recovery trend as of the second quarter, with the return of some airlines, the increase in frequencies, the recovery of routes, and especially the confidence of passengers in international travel, Arab said in a statement from the entity. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of the things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.